This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a discussion on Ayush for Accessible and Inclusive Healthcare. The participants are Dr. Rakhi Mehra, Ayurveda Specialist, and Rajesh Lake, Anchor.
A warm welcome to Akashvani, Dr. Mehra.
Namaste. It's my pleasure to be associated with this program.
You know, the blueprint for Ayush Policy 2025 is expected to reshape healthcare policies by embedding Ayush more deeply within India's health system, promoting holistic, accessible and evidence-based care, and paving the way for both national and international acceptance of the traditional medicines. In this backdrop, Dr. Mehra, how is the integration of Ayush with the Ayushman Bharat scheme and the establishment of Ayushman Arogya Mandirs expected to improve healthcare accessibility and affordability?
If we would like to just propose our theme, local to global, and if we would like to just say enhance popularity as well as the making a stakeholder in health sector globally, we need to just incorporate many government and non-government schemes which are existing now, and putting essentially Ayush amongst them is a need of ours. And I must say one thing, that life is having, in case of the diet, sleep and discipline, three pillars. So all three could be covered very well with the Ayush system. And the prevention is always better than cure. So we can always put this Ayush's prevention and protection and promotion of health, public health and One Health model also. So Ayush system can address lifestyle diseases, communicable and non-communicable diseases. Especially you might have seen in pandemic that during COVID that Ayush has done wonderful job along with the allopathy or modern system. This is the hour when we have to say one thing. If we would like to promote Ayurveda-based genomics and Prakriti-based personalized treatment, we need to make a treatment protocol also. So which can create integration between clinics and combine best practices of modern and traditional medicines.
Okay, you mentioned modern medicines. So in light of that, because there's a lot of comparison between modern medicines and Ayush, what are the key challenges faced in integrating Ayush with modern medicines, and how is the ministry addressing issues such as standardization, quality assurance, and evidence-based practices?
Exactly. And this is a valid question. In fact, it is coming in each and every scientific-based mind. And first of all, I'm always favored to just enhance the first local, then we can proceed to the global. The first thing we have to include that Ayush in our school curriculum. The moment we will come to know the pros and cons and benefits of Ayush, the people mindset will be changed, and the acceptance in interdisciplinary health sector and in intradisciplinary health sector, even in local and global, both the way, is a need to just put the evidence-based medicine, lots of research, that promotion of clinical researches and evidence generation to validate traditional practices. Similarly, the research councils with interdisciplinary collaboration like Ayush plus allopathy and even AI, the modern science, all the technology should be used by the Ayurveda person, and then publication of research paper. So basically, we need to enhance our capacity building first with the education, with the modernization of Ayush curriculum, with scientific updation and clinical training, expand postgraduate and doctoral level education with global standards. Similarly, you rightly said that digital health and telemedicine, that also can develop the specific digital health platform for remote consultation. Simply to open the co-location in all the hospitals are not acceptable till the time we will not put Ayush essentially in mindset of each and everyone. Okay. So first of all, we need to put that Ayush not only in prevention and but also in treatment protocol essentially. Like say for example, TB and cancer all are having a specific treatment protocol. But if we are providing the chemical-based medicines that may be the chemotoxic for the mini organs, to protect these organs, Ayush can always provide a quality of life. And when myself had done quality of life for sea breast cases at All India Institute of Medical Science, Ansari Nagar itself, for 6 years. So that type of project should go on and culminate with the fruitful outcome. Then only the government, lots of expenditure and the money will be utilized in betterment of Ayush and will strengthen within and in global way.
So Dr. Mehra, I'm giving you a specific example of Kerala. Kerala's NAM projects have been noted for their innovation such as mobile Ayurveda clinics and gender-based health projects. Mm-hmm. What lessons can other states learn from these models?
It's a very good thing if somebody is doing in an extraordinary way, like they are utilizing the technology, they are making lots of apps. But I must say one thing, the mindset has to change. Kerala is a state where they live Ayurveda, in fact. And they get right from, their birth to all the ceremony and all the phases of their life, they use Ayurveda as a remedial ultimate. So there it is working very well. And this is the great motivation for other state also to enhance, to standardize Ayurveda drugs manufacturing with GMP, quality control and pharmacovigilance are very much essential. Similarly, strengthen a regulatory framework for safety and efficacy are also required. Now, if you say the personalized integrative medicine, then it's okay. But I must say that the revival of traditional knowledge system with the digitization and ethnomedicine with local traditional into primary healthcare system first, then we can go ahead with the tertiary hospitals. And tertiary hospitals, if they are very good job doing in researches and they want a solution, like I personally believe on one health, one system. If people are saying, like say for example, I will quote that if you advertise that honey is not good for children, but honey is indicated in Ayurveda. And since like a birth, they used to, that is called as Jata Karma Sanskar. So few things are contradictory. Another cause is that, fear. If you'll have that and lots of misguiding by other people who don't know about Ayurveda. They're saying it's hard for your organs like nephrotoxic and something like that. But lots of chemical medicines are putting harm to liver. And many liver diseases are very common. If we can protect with the help of Ayurveda medicine, if we can protect the psychosocial health of disaster people, and that if we can help the dietary system with the Poshan Abhiyan or with the national health missions, why we are getting hesitant to adopt or accept the wisdom of Ayush in general. So there are inter-conflictory faith or myth are going simultaneously, which we have to eradicate. And that can be possible only and only with the help of validation of Ayurveda, all the rules, even diet rules, dietary rules, sleep rules, disciplinary rules, seasonal rules, and daily regime. Lots of protection capacity are there in Ayurveda or yoga. But okay. If you are learning sports medicine, why not that yoga is there? So many collaborations are required to just put in education system first. Faith is very important. Ayush is not actually alternative medicine. It is original medicine. And with scientific rigor, digital transformation, and global outreach, we are not just shaping healthcare, we are reshaping the very meaning of health. So this is my humble request. Let us come together as healers, researchers, teachers, educators, policymakers to usher in a new era where India heals the world naturally. So we allow Ayush to heal naturally along with allopathy.
How can we expand the reach? You're talking about how it is so effective. How can we expand the reach of Ayush services to underserved and to rural population, making healthcare more accessible and equitable?
Yeah, that is also initiating, essential posting of Ayush, manpower along with the PSCs and even Asha workers. Asha workers can take lots of help from Ayurveda norms for women and child care. And that is there. It is mentioned in Ayurveda. But when your mindset is set for, certain things, they have to, because everything needs some initiation, and the research is a process. It's an ongoing process. If after so much research is, if we find this drug is having this carcinogenic effect or is having side effect or untoward side events are there. So ultimately it establishes after using it for decades. So this is the thing. When you require immediately integrated and essential approach, because every system of medicine is having some limitation, and that can be, compensate with the other system. So why not? So we have to make a strategy that one health, one nation, one ministry.
Okay.
I'm exaggerating maybe, but yes, because health is one only. And similarly, Ayush is having conflictory again, that language cannot change the health.
So in what I hear you say here, Dr. Mehra, is that our aim should be to advocate for a holistic wellness model based on Ayush principles with a strong focus on preventive and promotive healthcare.
Yes. Like, say, for example, disaster management, they don't include Ayush. Why? Even for mental health, even for any preparedness that Ayush is having, it's so psychosomatic and mental, because health is not a single component. It is having physical, mental, emotional, social and spiritual. So from where you do you get your upliftment of your spirit? So that everywhere, I'm again telling, each system is having pros and cons. We have to use the, benefits, and that will be the basic, gift from India to global humanity, because we are not compromising health in any way, with any one system.
Okay, finally, what message would you like to share with healthcare professionals and the public regarding the use of and the role of Ayush in building a healthier, more inclusive India?
Let us remember, true health is in harmony with the nature. And Ayush stands not just for human health, but for the health for our soil, water, plants, animal, with non-chemical, oriented. Whether it may be herbal or animal oriented or mineral or herbo-mineral. So this is the spirit of One Health, One Nation mission, I suppose.
On that note, we would like to thank you for being with Akashvani.
Sarve bhavantu sukhina, sarve santu niramaya. Thank you. Jai Hind.
You were listening to a discussion on Ayush for accessible and inclusive healthcare. The participants were Dr. Rakhi Mehra, Ayurveda specialist, and Rajesh Lekh, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the New Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.